NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman is with us now. Tom, when the president talks about sending National Guard troops to the border, any idea how many he's actually talking about?
Well, we're hearing he's talking about as many as 6,000 National Guard troops that would be sent along the border. The effort would last as a year or more, so you would be rotating these troops from units around the country. There are now several hundred Guard troops there now, and none of these troops would be taking part in a law enforcement role. They would be in a clear support role, flying helicopters, driving trucks, building fences, and so forth.
And what about the command structure? To whom would they report?
It would be much like Hurricane Katrina. These troops would be under the control of the governors of the respective states, and the federal government would pick up the tab.
And there's already talk that this new deployment will further stretch a National Guard that's already feeling the strain of long deployments in Iraq. Any truth to those claims?
I think the numbers we're talking about, again, as many as 6,000 troops, wouldn't stretch the Guard all that much. And the Guard has actually decreased the number of troops in Iraq. There was a time where more than half of the combat troops in Iraq were National Guard troops. They've lowered that quite a bit, where now you have of 133,000 American troops in Iraq, about 20,000 come from the Guard. And overall, the Guard has 444,000 soldiers and airmen. So I think clearly the numbers we're talking about here wouldn't stretch the Guard all that much.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay, thank you.
NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman.